as the Writer's Almanac for Friday, it's the 8th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the editor Robert Giroux, born in New Jersey in 1914, who discovered an author named Jean Stafford, who then introduced him to her then-husband, Robert Lowell, and Giroux published him as well, and Lowell then introduced Giroux to a young woman named Flannery O'Connor, whom he also published. It's the birthday of Yip Harburg, the lyricist, New York City, 1896. He wrote April in Paris, It's Only a Paper Moon, and he wrote the lyrics and much of the script for the movie The Wizard of Oz. It's the birthday of Seymour Hersh, born in Chicago, 1937. Parents were Jewish immigrants from Poland and Lithuania. They ran a dry cleaning business on the South Side. He went off to the University of Chicago, majored in history, was admitted to the law school, soon flunked out, worked for a while at Walgreens, then found a job with the City News Bureau, and from there he moved to the Associated Press. He was working as a freelance journalist when he got a tip from a lawyer named Jeffrey Cowan, this was in the late 60s, who had heard a rumor that the army had court-martialed a soldier for murdering Vietnamese civilians, and he gave Hersh the name of the soldier, William Calley. Hersh found Calley at Fort Benning in Georgia, interviewed him. Calley talked for hours, telling about how he and his fellow soldiers had murdered an entire village of Vietnamese civilians, an event that became known as the My Lai Massacre. Hersh wrote a 5-part piece about My Lai. None of the major news services wanted to publish it, but 36 papers did, and the story became a huge sensation. He expanded his pieces into a book. My Lai 4 came out in 1970, won the Pulitzer Prize. It's the birthday of the novelist Barbara Kingsolver in Annapolis in 1955, author of The Poisonwood Bible, The Lacuna, and Flight Behavior. She and her family made their home on a 40-acre farm in southern Virginia, and there she decided to spend a year eating only local foods except for coffee, grains, and olive oil, an experiment she wrote about in her book Animal, Vegetable, Miracle, A Year of Food Life. It came out in 2007. Barbara Kingsolver, who said, "A novel doesn't tell you anything, it has to show you everything." Here's a poem for today by Ed Auchester entitled Ancient Music. Driving out of Pittsburgh, Brandenburg No. 6 on FM, Bach sent it to the Margrave with his job application that was turned down, the music lost for 100 years, so much sweetness hidden. I heard it first at 18 in the Cornell music room. I'd never listened much to classical. And now, scribbling this on the porch that overlooks the meadow, Varel mowed for hay before his early death, crushed by machine, I watch the hills rising, wooded, and beyond them, mountain upon mountain, and miles and years away, the ocean, below the surf, anemones and whelks, hidden, waving, on the shores of darkness, there is light. Ancient Music by Ed Auchester from Sugar Run Road, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.